hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, or Greg the Twitter Master. Today, yes, we are tweeting twitter.com/scuba radio, and but I forgot to tweet for this hour.
Can I make a suggestion that maybe we shorten it up just a little bit more?
Shorten it.
Greg the Dive Master and Greg the Twit Master, I don't think is going to work as well as Greg the Twit.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, just take it back.
Don't think you can.
I'm gonna throw it back at you. All right, now, by the way, before we get into the latest news and information when it comes to live aboard diving and how to save you a buck or two with our buddy Clay from Explorer Ventures, I want to throw something at you that you actually may want or want to check out. At scubaradio.com, we have this section on there called blogs. Now, we've mentioned that before, but what we haven't mentioned is that since our last adventure in the Turks and Caicos, on the Explorer Ventures boat with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. It was her first live-aboard dive experience. She now has her own blog at scubaradio.com.
Yeah.
It is definitely worth taking a look at. Now, all you do is go to scubaradio.com, click on blogs, and then you'll see the diving category of blogs, and you click there, and then Kelly Brazilian is her username. And we're going to put a direct link to this from scubaradio.com soon. It's not up yet, but you can get to it right now if you go to the blog section at scubaradio.com, click on diving, and then find Kelly's blog, which is Kelly Brazil. Why she didn't put Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, same reason why Bill calls me Greg the Tweet, or Greg the Twit. Greg the what?
Greg the Twit.
Okay, yeah. Brevity.
Short, because it's the soul of wit.
Yeah, of course. And so anyway, check it out. There is a video up there, a very special video of Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, that is only up there on her blog at the moment.
It makes me want milkshakes.
Yes.
Or
very possible. Yeah. It's a unique video. It's a short video. It's the reason why we call her Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. And,
you're being kind of vague. I don't know what you're getting at.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, her doing her thing. So, take a look and you can see some other pictures from her adventures on the Turks and Caicos, Explorer event, EV2, in the Turks and Caicos. And some of the shots that she, that we got of her on the boat are there as well. So, once you go, take a look. Trust me, you won't be sorry, unless you don't like hot girls in bikinis. And if you don't like that, that may not be something you look at.
Good
Bill,
point.
Bill, will you please focus? He went directly
I am
to
focusing.
He went directly to his computer.
I am focusing.
And we're going to go
just
directly
on the radio show.
To the phones. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on Scuba Radio. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good as usual. How are you doing?
Now you are focused on the phone, I hope, right?
I'm sitting here trying to make a link between Brazilian swimsuits and milkshakes, and anywhere I go, I probably can't go on the radio. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. It's all good fun, and well, you'll have to look at it, but just don't go there till after. Otherwise, I'll say, "Hey, Clay, tell me about this," and it'll be like, "Hello, hello." Yeah, but things. She had a great time on the Turks and Caicos. Explorer Ventures boat there, and we're getting ready to do another one in August. And we got a few things to talk about, not just the itineraries, but, you know, let's start off with this big announcement on the specials that you're offering. This is like a group discount for the average Joe. I've never seen a liveaboard company do anything quite like this. Clay, are you basically raising the bar or setting a new standard for liveaboard diving?
Well, I suppose you could say that, but we're doing pay for four, get one free for all our August September trips. That we've got a few of them that still have space in the Caribbean. We'd like to fill them up, so we thought that'd be a good way to do it.
I like it. You love those type of programs, but that's what it is: buy four spots, get one free. So, yeah, say for instance, correct. If I had me, Kelly, Angela, and Nikki, I could actually take Bill for once on one of our trips.
You're not going to invite me?
Oh, well, you own the place. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, well, I guess that's probably true.
But, I mean, it is a great deal. I mean, that really does make it where you could have a nice little, a small group little travel, package and put together and actually either act as your own little mini travel agent or just share the savings amongst the five of you, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or bring your diving age kids, or do whatever. It's a great family trip for any diving family. And I had the pleasure. Oh, a couple of years ago, we took Caribbean Explorer 2 out in Ceiba for my family for my sister's 50th, and that was about the most fun I've ever had. It's a great time to spend time with your family and do all that.
Absolutely.
You can't get away from each other. You can't get away from each other, so you might as well like each other anyway.
Well, good point. Yeah, you kind of have to figure out a way to get along. But even though, even in that sense, these boats are big. You know, a lot of people, that's one of the first questions I get from people who haven't been on a liveaboard boat before. Is like, oh, man, I get claustrophobic. You know, you won't have any room to move around. I'm like, dude, this is like 100 feet long. You got more space on this thing than you could ever imagine. There's plenty of little nooks and crannies to sneak away from if you so desire and curl up with a book, work on your tan, just do that kind of thing, and obviously get in some world-class diving. Now, what about August and September, Clay? Those months, for me, being a Florida boy here, this is the best time of year to go diving off the coast of Florida and throughout the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Do you agree? Have you found that to be the case over the years, too, or what?
I do agree. Being a liveaboard, obviously we're subject to sea conditions, and it's generally fairly calm and real nice diving, warm water, and it just makes the ease of liveaboards even easier.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that I think what happens, this tends to be a time where things do slow down in the Bahamas and the Caribbean sometimes because people get scared away because of the hurricane season.
But oh, I'm sorry. I guess I misunderstood what you meant by things slowing down, because I've been to the Caribbean and the Bahamas, and if things slowed down anymore, they were more laid back and relaxed, they would go backwards. We would travel back in time if they slowed down anymore.
Well, hey, that's all part of the island thing. But the reality is that, it does have a tendency to scare away people up north because they're thinking, oh, gosh, I can't go. It's hurricane season, blah, blah, blah. It'll be terrible if the chances of you being affected by a hurricane are not very likely. And, of course, you can get travel insurance to, solve that potential problem if such a thing were to arise. But the reality is that when you go diving in the Caribbean or off the coast of Florida in August, September, like you said, it's flat calm. The water is still warm from the summer, so you don't have to wear a wetsuit if you don't need to. The seas are calm, in which makes the visibility generally better as well, because the wind hasn't stirred up the sediment and that kind of thing, and you get some amazing gin clear potential diving there.
I will throw out there, it is my belief that if you are a naturalist who likes diving naked, it is August and late August, early September, absolute best times to dive naked.
You will not find the buff divers booking a trip in January.
Not happening.
I don't think so. Would you agree with that, Clay? You surely know, don't you?
Definitely. When they travel with us, it's always in the summer.
It's always in the summer, exactly, when they're hot and sticky.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, but
thanks for the visual there.
But, you know, it's warm enough. Like, if you so desire to take that, you know, type of plunge, you know, that it definitely is conducive to those type of conditions. But I do. I love it. This is the best time of year to go diving. And, of course, we got two trips coming up. The one in August is Georgetown Exuma. Awesome itinerary. Conception Island. These specials, now, will they apply to our Scuba Radio's Scuba Trips, too? Scuba Radio, yep. Scuba Cruises?
Yep, they sure will. So both the August and September ones.
Wow. So, you know, that's buy four, get one free. Then we got all the extra stuff we're bringing to the table with the Olympus underwater cameras. We have some new point-and-shoot cameras that you can take down underwater without a housing to 33 feet. And then they'll have the housings with them as well, so you can take them down deeper if you so choose.
So you're saying with this deal, let's say I own a dive shop, and I'm anywhere, and I own a dive shop, and I decide that I want to put together a little group to go out on an Explorer Ventures boat. We could either lower the price for everyone, take five of us,
right,
and have it be a lower price, or I could have everyone pay the regular price and bring four people, and I could go for free.
Absolutely. The key is not telling them. Right, Clay?
Exactly. So
the lack of communication is the key. I like this a lot.
Yes,
this is a good plan.
You just find four friends and or suckers and say, "Hey, let's go diving," and you act as the travel agent and you book it for them. You don't tell them anything about what you got, blah blah blah. Oh, you got a great deal. Actually, you will get a great deal, especially if you go on the weeks we're on board, because we got those Olympus cameras. We got the Bonica high definition underwater cameras that we're going to let people use for throughout the week, and we got some dive computers from Aries and Oceanic that you'll be able to demo through the week. So everybody on our weeks especially are going to have a spend just a spectacular time.
You know, I am a little bit concerned when we talk about liveaboard diving, because I think I sound a little bit like a shill, because I love liveaboard diving, and I think it is the best value for the money in dive vacationing, period, end of story. I can't talk highly enough about what I like about liveaboard diving. I love going on vacation. I love diving. I love being on a boat and only having to worry about where I go for food next. Not which restaurant I choose, not how I'm going to pay for it, which direction I walk from where I am right now until I find food. And that's it. It's eat, sleep, dive, eat, sleep, dive, eat, sleep, dive. Just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Take your naps in the middle of the day. Do whatever you want to do. You don't have to worry about the cell phone. You don't have to worry about work. You don't have to worry about doing anything except for just having a fantastic vacation and getting in as much diving as you want. And absolutely, positively, the best deal in diving.
Well, how's that? Do we need to even say anything else, Clay? I think Bill just covered it.
I don't know. I'm just sitting there thinking of, you know, cruises. I've actually never been on a, you know, big boat cruise, like, you know, cruise ship.
Right.
But, you know, considering how aerobic diving can be, you don't even have to feel guilty about the amount you eat.
That's right.
Fact, I have never once felt guilty about the amount I eat.
That's what I've told myself on every Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip I've been on so far. Now I've come back with maybe 2 or 3 pounds. But they've been quality pounding.
Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You can survive underwater, you'll go out and look for food.
I better go too. They don't know what I like.
Fry, no! The pressure will crush you like a green snake under a sugarcane truck.
Not necessarily. This is a chance for Fry to test out my experimental anti-pressure pill. I can't swallow that. Well then, good news. It's a suppository.
Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger, you can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you know what I mean?
Oh, I do, I
gotta get away. Holy diver. Yeah.
Well, what you gotta do is join us on one of these Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises with Explorer Ventures. Now, you can do so by calling them right now at 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Our trips are in August and September. Of course, you can go anytime with Explorer Ventures. But if you go on one of the Scuba Radio trips, you can actually join us for those demo weeks. And the one in September, by the way, Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board with us as well, who is the CEO and Director of Dive Training VP of Dive Training. He's head cheese. He's the big guy at Divers Alert Network. He is going to be on the boat with us as we not only do a two-tank dive in the morning, but we'll have lunch, hang out, talk about things that Divers Alert Network is doing for research and that kind of thing. But then in the afternoon, we're going to cruise for wild dolphins, and we're going to have a dolphin expert on board, Gene Flipsy, who's going to actually teach us or show us how to interact with the wild dolphins of the Bahamas and have some encounters that you couldn't get otherwise anywhere on the planet. It's truly a remarkable experience, and that's happening in September. So both of these trips, just on their itinerary alone, are going to be great, but the extra little bells and whistles and value added that we're going to throw into the mix for Scuba Radio is truly going to put them over the top. I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to talk Bill into going with us on the one in August. Am I selling you, Bill? Is it working?
I want to be there. I want to be there. I want my wife to be comfortable with me going, but I want to be there.
All right, just don't tell her.
And just be gone for a week and tell her I was walking the Appalachian Trail.
Exactly.
I understand.
That's where I was going with this.
That'll go well. Let's see.
You don't sound convinced.
7 months pregnant, telling her that I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Or tell her you're going to Argentina.
You know what I'm going to tell her? I'm going to tell her I've been elected the governor of South Carolina is what I'm going to do.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that seems like a more believable story.
Yeah, you got to think this stuff through.
Yes.
So, but I do want you to go because I need you, CJ, and James, and Kelly to pay so I can go free. Remember, buy four, get one free.
That is a really good deal.
That is a phenomenal
deal. If you're a dive shop operator and you want to put together something for your clients, to open it up, and you get five people together to go down there, it's just a great deal and phenomenal diving. Everything I've done with Explorer Ventures has been top notch.
It has. They have one of the best repeat customer stats in the business.
That may not be fair because Scott. Is on an Explorer Ventures boat every other week.
Well, this is true, but he's limited his excursions to Saba, and he had not been on the Turks and Caicos boat. I don't think he's been on the Bahamas boat.
He's only been on two itineraries.
Yeah.
But he's been on like 15.
The five that they offer with Explorer Ventures, but yeah, he's done it like 30 plus times. So, but even him, it's kind of interesting how he's kind of zeroed in on one particular itinerary they offer. But, this 4-for-1 or 4-by-4 get one free, I mean, that makes it very easy for a small group of friends or just dive buddies to get together and really have an amazing adventure. And like you said, for the dive shops, typically what the standard deal in the industry is that, you buy 10 spots, you get one free. So like the dive leader gets to go free if he can get, nine people that go to their store together for a trip and they can send him for free and then make a little profit on each person. But when they do this offer where it's buy four, get one free, now it's eight and you get two spots. Now you're talking about making some pretty decent dough if you're a dive shop owner on providing your customers a nice little excursion
to
broaden their horizons on their dive, their diving that they can offer them through the store.
I'll throw something else out there. Let's say you're a dive club. You're a dive club. You get five people together, get yourself a nice little dive vacation, and it doesn't cost everybody quite as much because you split the cost over five people
instead
of four.
Look, if you are a dive club, if you are four divers and you want to go on this trip, do it. Call me. I'll go with you. How about that?
That's a deal.
Now we're talking. See, we got to work this for ourselves, Bill.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. You know, a lot of stuff's been going on in the news this week. Ed McMahon passes away. Farrah Fawcett passes away. And, of course, Michael Jackson. All left coast, west coast happenings. So I thought it'd be appropriate to check in with our west coast and or left coast correspondent for Scuba Radio. That'd be Valentina, Victoria's Secret supermodel. We're going to have her on in just a bit. She had a little incident that doesn't involve any of those three. But it was she had an encounter with a cowfish that she thought it'd be nice to kiss or something, and it all went afoul. I don't know what happened, but we'll find out here in just a bit on the big show. Barry's dialed up 888-88 Scuba. Barry, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. So I've been traveling quite a bit. You've been down in South Florida doing some diving off of your little private vessel, I'm guessing, right?
Nope, I didn't dive off Surprise. I dove off Jeff's boat, you know, South Florida Dive Headquarters boat. Not the Aquaview. What is that? The Safari Diver. We dove the Miss Lourdes.
Oh, you did. The new wreck off of Pompano or Boca Raton then, huh?
Oh, it was a beautiful dive. It was flat seas, water temp 81, visibility was close to 100 feet. It was a perfect dive.
Now I was talking to Jeff when I got back from Hawaii about that, because it went down when we were traveling out in that part of the world when they had the ceremony and it went down the whole thing. How deep is it? Because I thought he said it starts at like 100 feet.
Well, yeah, I hit 140 feet inside. I would call it the cargo hold, all the way down near the bottom of the hull of the ship. I wasn't in the sand; I was actually in the hull. And my computer read 140 feet. My buddy's read 143. I would say it's at least 140 feet. So unless you're diving a low mix of nitrox, you're not going to get too much time on regular air.
Yeah. So you got, again, it's a little bit more on the technical side, but definitely an interesting wreck to explore, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great wreck. There's no growth on it yet, so that you could really...
More coming
up. To talk diving with Greg the Dive Master. He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Mr. Hemmings, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. The main valve tank then.
Aye, sir. Pass you the word.
I want to feel alive. No way to drive. So I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
Barry is on the line right now. He just dove the Miss Lourdes, a new artificial reef that was created off the coast of Boca Raton. Diving in with Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. What was this, the other day, Jeff? Like, Barry, 2 days ago or what?
Excuse me, say again?
That was like a couple days ago you did this, or what?
Yeah, we did it, I think it was Thursday. I don't know, what, last Wednesday? Last Wednesday. Jeff actually came out and dove with us. And I'm telling you, it was a great dive. It's going to be a great wreck. There's a lot of, they cut a lot of access holes so you can access the whole ship. And what was really nice is we did the second dive on this reef that he doesn't normally go to. And you know what I saw out there with their little antennas all flashed at us?
Get out!
Oh, they were all over the place, and they knew they couldn't be touched. They'd walk out and look at you and just tease you. You know, it was terrible.
Really? So Florida spiny lobster were out mocking you, taunting you, before mini season opens up on July 29th. So are they big, small, regular, with eggs? What?
Oh, no, no. I didn't see any eggs, but they were huge. They were big lobster, and, you know, it seems like they know when they can be hunted and when they can't, because, as I said, we just swim up to them, and they walk out of their little caves and look at us, and, you know, what can we do is just steer back at them and say, just wait a few more weeks, guys.
Just a few more weeks. Yeah, so just start marking your GPS coordinates.
That's
and,
right.
And we'll go back and take a visit, see if they hang out. Of course, they'll be hiding, and we won't see them at all.
Miss Lourdes is going to be a great dive, so come on down. Fill your nitrox tanks with about 28 or 30%, and you'll be able to hit bottom without having too many problems.
All right, very good. All right, Barry, well, thanks for the update, buddy. We'll be in touch, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
There you go. Barry, our South Florida diving correspondent, covering the latest artificial reef off of Boca Raton, Florida.
Well, we should have said happy birthday to his wife. He was up in town on Friday because his wife, Buddy, had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday to her.
I believe she's 28.
Of course she is. Well, that's what we're going to go with. But let's go from our South Florida correspondent to our West Coast correspondent. That would be Valentina, the Victoria's Secret supermodel that we've had on. And it's been a while, Valentina. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Now, you know, we were at the Long Beach Dive Show a few weeks ago. I expected to see you there. We never did cross paths. What happened there?
I was there, and I looked for you. I didn't get out of bed till about 2, so I got there around 2:30.
Ah, okay.
Both days. But I was there, and I stayed for casino night and played.
So basically, you had an eye out for us and were able to avoid us at all costs.
No, I never saw you. You must have been there in the morning.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm a morning person, for sure. Well, especially when I'm out on the left coast. That's the only time on the planet where I'm actually considered a morning person.
His noontime wake-up call
exactly.
is 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
Right. I'm actually normal on the left coast. It's kind of strange.
You are.
But I know you've been doing some diving here, Valentina, and we're up against a break, so let's just tease this a little bit. You just went diving in St. Bart's, correct?
Yes.
And you were diving a wreck, just like this Miss Lourdes wreck we were talking about with Barry. But you come across a cowfish, and you had a little incident with this cowfish, correct?
Well, yeah, I was taking pictures of it, and I was noticing that it was just so tame, and it kept getting closer and closer. So I thought, just for fun, I'm going to put my hand out and see if it comes closer, thinking I had something to give it to eat.
Oh, this story is not going to go well, I can tell already.
Really?
You cannot tease the wildlife, Valentina.
Is she teasing it, or is she just being, you know, friendly? We'll find out next. Stay close.
So hard to tell with girls.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hi! This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is... Scuba Radio!
Hi!
This show is...
What?
This show video!
Hi!
This show is...
What?
This show is...
Huh?
This show is... Scuba Radio!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and Valentina. And by the way, Valentina, I might have messed up. I called you a Victoria's Secret supermodel, but technically it's valentinasecret.com is what they want to go see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust me, they'll be very, very satisfied on what they'll find. If their expectations was Victoria's Secret, I don't think they will be let down by any stretch of the imagination.
But put a good word in for me.
I don't think I need to. The pictures speak for themselves, aww, Valentina.
Yeah, baby!
All right, so you're in St. Bart's doing your diving thing. You come up on a cowfish, which a cowfish is kind of like a trunk fish, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like rectangular in shape. You know those goofy little...
That's interesting because...
They have little lips.
Because you described it as rectangular, and then you made the triangular shape of the cowfish.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that's a triangle.
Yeah, good point. So
we're going to send you back to remedial kindergarten. You'll get this worked out.
Rectangular fish are a totally different type of fish.
Yes,
that's more of like
it's what they use for fish at McDonald's.
Yeah, those are more like pig fish. But cowfish
are triangular.
Cowfish and trunk fish. I don't know what the difference is. Do you know, Valentina, offhand?
No, I think I may have even accidentally called it a trunk fish, a smooth trunk fish.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're interchangeable or not, but hey, who cares? They're those triangle-looking like fish.
With little horns.
With little horns and big lips.
Yeah, they're cute little critters and fun to, you know, little photo subjects and not too shy generally. You can get up fairly close to them. So you came up.
But you got to be pretty damn hot in order to convince it that you should be able to play with it as a diver. And Valentina, well, you think you're hot enough is what you're saying.
It seemed to work. I don't know what happened. But,
it's worked with the male species. Why not the fish species?
Maybe it was a male fish.
Well, there, of course, it was. I would imagine if it came up and swam up to your face a little bit, and you're like, he's checking you out like you're checking him out, right?
Right.
And so what you thought, oh, you know, I'll get up close, try to get a picture of what, me taking a, having it kiss my cheek kind of thing? Is that what you were going for, or what?
Oh, I wasn't quite there yet. I might have tried to kiss it on the lips, but first I thought I would try to put my hand out.
And, right. little welcome gesture.
Yes, exactly.
And what happened?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I said, and what happened?
Oh, okay. Well, so he started coming closer, so I got the camera ready because I thought, great, you know, I'm going to have it right up in front of the lens, and it came towards me, and then it just went down and bit my finger.
Oh, that's just not nice. So did this cowfish become like a burger fish later on that day?
Yeah, it ended up at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Nice. A square meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it didn't draw any blood, but it did take a little piece of skin off. So,
how did you react to this? Did you go, "Oh, I should have known better," or did you go, "Ow, oh my God, he's attacking me"?
I was swearing into my regulator.
No,
I didn't expect that. I didn't think it had teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't think most fish have teeth. I mean, I know groupers and stuff, they have teeth, but I just didn't really expect teeth from something so small in his little mouth. And sure enough, it had pretty sharp teeth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if a cowfish or trunkfish has teeth as much as, do they have those like beak type things that you see on a puffer fish?
Yeah, I think it was more like just a couple teeth, but really sharp teeth.
Yeah, well, I know there's a legendary puffer fish off the coast of West Palm Beach named Pinky, and you can imagine why.
Right.
Yes.
It's
so,
pink.
No, it's not it. But, yeah, it had a tendency to go after pinkies and actually got one of them. And from then on out, they called the puffer fish Pinky. So they are adorable, but I guess the moral of the story or the lesson you learned is, yeah, maybe I shouldn't try to touch them or kiss them, right?
Right.
But it was all good just the same. You didn't turn them into a burger fish, right?
No, I pretty much at that point I just went on to shoot. I shot a few more pictures after he backed up, but I was a little leery of him. He was obviously not afraid of divers and definitely not afraid of coming after one if he needed to, too.
Yeah, well, you know, the most aggressive fish underwater, believe it or not, I believe, is the damselfish. Those are those little black, brownish, gold, sometimes color damselfish. Will protect their little head of coral like there's no tomorrow. And if you get your face up close to them or even put your hand out, they will start, they'll attack your hand or face. I mean, they will. They'll bump it and, like, nip at it. Can't really hurt you.
Right.
No.
But, I mean,
Major's the same way, though.
Yeah.
Sergeant Major. Maybe.
I got bit by a damselfish.
Got bit by a damselfish. Did it hurt like the cowfish, or was it not as bad?
No, this one drew blood. I got bit on the back of my thigh.
Holy cow!
I was going up the stairs. This was in a Yaku Lagoon in Alcomal. And all of a sudden I feel this nip, and so I turn around and I look, and there's a little brown fish at, you know, the bottom of the stairs, and there was two bite marks, and my leg was bleeding.
Ouch! You thought some dude was coming up and pinching you in the butt, didn't you?
I did. But then after I got to the house and I read the journal from other people that had stayed there, they all warned about this one very protective territorial fish, which was, I guess, this damselfish.
I got to tell you what, this is a damselfish that's taking territorialism to an extreme. You know, they'll let you swim around for a while, but bite you as you get on the boat? That doesn't even make sense.
I was stepping out of the lagoon, and I was clearly leaving, and yet I got bit anyway.
It's
telling me not to come back.
Right. Don't let the ocean smack you on your ass on your way out the whatever, something like that. Interesting. Well, Valentina, I don't know. I got your email about this little incident, and I wanted to follow up with you on the air about it because maybe people listening will learn something from this, just like you did.
Yeah, I mean, just be careful with, the sea life. We are guests in their environment, so just be careful and approach at your own discretion.
And do not be deceived by a name. Damselfish seems like it's a fish that you would want to help. A cowfish seems like it would be,
helpless.
The sort of thing which you wouldn't have to worry about. You would never go up to a lionfish. They sound too frightening.
Hey, well, good point.
Do not be confused by the name. And no matter what, never try and ride a seahorse.
Really? You know this from experience. I don't even know if I want to hear that story. Actually, you know I do. Maybe after the break, we'll think about it. VictoriaSecret.com. Check her out there.
ValentinaSecret.com.
Okay,
check
that
one too. Check them both out.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Time flies when you're having fun and tweeting. So we've tweeted at least once during the show. We will continue to tweet throughout the week. And once again, if you want to follow along, twitter.com/scubaradio. We'll just throw out a few little tweets here and there and keep people up to date on what we're up to.
And for those of you who are subscribing to the tweet in Europe, please do not feel that you need to reset your clocks. When Greg tweets that I've just woken up, and it seems like, oh, it should be around noontime in the U.S. on the East Coast. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, I'm not planning to tweet like that. I'm only going to try to tweet important stuff that they can use. It's not going to be like, hey, I just went to the bathroom, man. You know, I think people are doing that, aren't they?
Oh, I know people are doing that.
Really, are they?
Oh, yeah.
See, I haven't subscribed to any other tweets.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to tweet just yet. So I mean, this is kind of a work in progress. If you have any suggestions, feel free to email them to myself, greg@scubaradio.com or bill@scubaradio.com.
Oh, that'll be good.
And if you would like us to tweet about a particular topic or suggestion on what we should be tweeting about, other than obviously, hey, we're going diving here and this is what we saw and that's what we'll put up some of that and, you know, what we have coming up on the show. We are going to be live on July 4th, by the way.
Woo-hoo!
Going to do a special all-American version of Scuba Radio as opposed to the
George Steinbrenner's birthday
communist Chinese type version we did today. Was it?
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not either. I'm not real sure. But it will be a very patriotic show next week is the plan. Tweet. Tweet.
Very nice.
Tweet, tweet. So, yeah, a lot of great stuff on next week's show that, you know, because everyone will be in that kind of holiday mode.
Absolutely.
And diving, obviously, should be at the forefront of that of those endeavors.
Scuba Radio is the perfect soundtrack for your early barbecue planning.
Well, pyrotechnics and scuba diving, I believe, should go hand in hand.
Of course you do.
And we got a few things, a few ideas. So whether they'll put us in jail, you'll have to find out for yourself next week, either by listening to the show or following our tweets, which will say, hey, this is Greg, I'm in jail. Bail me out, will ya?
I don't think they'll let you keep your phone.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Till then, or till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good loving, everybody!
That feels dirty when we do it like that. We need to get a girl in here to say that.
Good point.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.